Welcome back to the Realistic Nutrition Podcast. Today I'm going to go over nutrition trackers and give my opinion on what I think is the best versus what may work for you. Now, last week we had Christy on from Clean Eating with Christy, and we talked about, you know, why you should be tracking your foods. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please go back one and take a listen. We talk all about tracking foods and why we think it's a great idea, and it's probably not for the reasons that you think. Yeah, okay, it helps you be accountable to your goals, but there's a lot more involved on what you can discover when you're tracking your foods, and it may just surprise you. I know, like, I personally track my foods, and sometimes it uncovers some patterns that you don't realize that are happening. So let's dive into this. So what is a nutrition tracker? A nutrition tracker is an app where you can log what you're eating, and that's about it. Every tracker has different features, and I'm going to cover some of the more popular ones. So I'm going to talk today about MyFitnessPal, MacroStacks, MyMacros Plus, and Lose It. Those seem to be the ones I hear about the most. And those ones, over the last year and a half, I've experimented with all of them. And I'll give you my insights to what I think is best. So let's start with Lose It. Lose It is a fairly simple app. You have a free version and a paid version. And the difference is on the paid version, the premium members include a few other features like intuitive logging, a smart camera. You can sync your health apps and track exercise. So like with your Apple Health, there's community support, there's DNA insights. And I tried that out. So what they did, if you've done Ancestry or 23andMe, they link up to your account and they say, you know, this food doesn't work for you. I don't really think that's a reason to go and get premium because it's, I don't know. The jury's still out on that. Okay. There's, you know, meal planning and you get badges and celebrations. Now I like to meal plan on my apps. I will, put in maybe a couple days ahead, like if I have my meal plan down, I will log everything ahead of time so I can see how my week's going to be. And you need the premium membership to do that on Lose It, which is kind of a pain in the butt, but it works for some people, okay? With the free version, you're not out to nothing. Like you do get some stuff. You get intuitive logging, the smart camera, you can sync your health apps, and you get community support. So you still get quite a few features with the free version, but of course they're trying to get you to upgrade to the premium. And the premium is $40 US a year. So, I mean, you don't need it, but you can upgrade for $40. Personally, I didn't like this app. It didn't work with the way my brain worked. There's nothing against it. It just wasn't how I liked to log things. I had a hard time sometimes searching for certain foods, and some of the foods were just too broad. Especially being in Canada, I found even some of the restaurants weren't on there, which you, of course, it's not going to be 100% accurate when you get like the rating from the restaurant. You're not getting, you know, so many grams of what they put into your database, but it's nice to have an idea. So that's just something to consider. Okay, so that's Lose It. Now, the next one we're going to talk about is MacroStacks. Now, MacroStacks, I actually just went and explored this app. It's on the right foot. It's starting to, I think it's something that's going to be great when they add a few more features. So with MacroStacks, you do have to pay for it right from the beginning. It is, they usually have a code, like right now I'm on their website, and if you use the code GOLD30, you get 30% off their annual plan if you pay it up front. Pricing for macro stacks is, I'm on the website right now, one sec. Month to month is $20 a month, or you get 50% off if you pay for the full year, which works out to $10 a month. Now, I've talked to their customer service. Their customer service is excellent. I did buy macro stacks for the year. It didn't work out for me. I asked for a prorated refund and they gave it to me, and they were wonderful to deal with. Now, just because I asked for a refund doesn't mean that it's not good. It just, I needed a few more features. For example, I like to track my fiber. I like to track some of my micronutrients just to like make sure I'm doing well my other goals, because my goal isn't always macros and calories. I mean, especially when it comes to fiber, I want fiber in there. Now, here's what's included in the macro stacks plan. You get your custom macro plan, and they actually give you some macros. They were a little off versus what I do for myself and clients, but they're still fine, and you get them in different phases. So there's like fat loss one, fat loss two, fat loss three. So three phases if you're going for fat loss, and they start you up with higher calories and start moving you down the more you plateau. Which, in my opinion, the goal is to always have you eating as much as possible. I've gone into this before on the podcast about, you know, when you start limiting your calories, your body just wants to eat more, and it's going to start plateauing. And then the more you put yourself into a further deficit, the harder it's going to be to eat more eventually. So that's something to consider. I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying that wouldn't work for me, and that's not what I do for my clients. Now, they also have maintenance phase one, maintenance phase two, maintenance phase three, along with weight gain, which would be great for muscle building. I think they're really on to something, but if they could add a couple more features like fiber tracking, I'd be all for it. So they have your macro plan that I was talking about. They have a meal builder. They have a progress tracker. Their food database is expanding. They have a million plus foods that you can find. You have access to a nutrition coach, which is pretty cool. I never used that feature, but you know, you do have access to chat to people. Macro food lists. There's a private Facebook group that you can be a member of. What else do they have that, oh, what I thought was kind of cool, and it never actually really worked for me, but if you had some room in your calories and your macros and you needed to fill it up, you could have them tell you what to eat. So you click, I can't remember, fill my macros, I believe, and it'll be like, oh, have this muffin recipe, for example. Now, that never worked for me because I never had the specific amount of macros needed. It was always like, oh, just a few here, a few there, where they have it like pre-done for their recipes instead of, oh, go eat a carrot and hummus, or, oh, go have a chocolate bar. Cool. Or you can have some ice cream right now. Like, it's, again, they're going to be good. Okay. I can feel that this is going to be a great app. It wasn't there for me yet, but you can check it out. It's Macro Stacks. You do have to pay for it up front. Now, the next one, which is another super popular one, is called My Macros Plus. My Macros Plus is also an upfront paid for app. You have to pay for it right away. I believe it is $3.99 or $2.99. You know what? I knew this, and I'm going to look it up while I'm on here. My Macros. I did have this organized, but my brain's not working, okay? It's summer break, kids, son's home, my toddler's running around. I'm just trying to get this podcast out before she realizes I'm on a Zoom and starts freaking out. She has a superpower for Zoom, I tell ya. So My Macros Plus has over 5 million food items. You can log your food and weight, any device, and it's similar to all these that you can divide them into brunch, breakfast, lunch, dinner, meal one, meal two, meal three, you know, they're really good for macros. Now, I believe, I could be a little bit wrong. The Facebook group Macros Inc., I believe they are the ones that developed this app. So it's pretty good. It's pretty awesome. I did use it for a while. There's some great features, which actually here I'll go into the features for you. You can create your custom foods. You can follow friends. There's some options here where there's no food will be gone. You can add custom foods, which is great. And they do recommend you do that because just because it's in the database doesn't mean it's correct. And it's great for macros. However, again, I had a hard time following it. And it might have been because I was used to MyFitnessPal from years of doing it. It wasn't for me. I played with it for a few weeks and I just couldn't get around it. So to reiterate the price, it's a one-time fee of $2.99. That's how much it costs to get the app. And then if you wanted the My Macros Plus Pro features, it is only $1.99 a month or $20 for the year if you pay for it up front. Now, the Pro access gets you to full website access to My Macros Plus, so it's not just from your phone. You can use it from your desktop. Unlimited meals to add to, infinite nutrition goal profiles, priority customer support, weekly diet summary, macro breakdown by food, meal, and day. So what that would look like is if you had, your lunch, it would break it down to, 29 grams of carbs, whatever you ate at lunch that day. Plus you get all features in the My Macros Plus mobile app unlocked, like diet summaries, nutrition analysis, data export, meal timer, and notes. Now, notes is a big one, and that's one I don't believe MyFitnessPal has. And we talked about that with Christy on the podcast last week about how it would be great if we had more notes sections for each meal even. So, 15 minutes after you had some popcorn, you'd be like, oh, I'm bloated. And you can start making some notes and seeing these patterns that can happen. So that's my Macros Plus. Maybe give that a try. It's really popular. It just doesn't work with my brain. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it because clearly it works for a lot of people. Now, my favorite tracking app is the OG. It's MyFitnessPal. I'm not saying there isn't something that's wrong with it. There are some cons for sure. But, it lays things out the way that my brain needs it laid out. I'm used to it. It's the one I've always used since, I think it was like 2010. No, 2012 is when I started using it, or even before then. It has a lot of features, and I have the premium version. I recently just updated to it, I think like last month, finally. And it works for me. Now, there's definitely some cons. Just like most things, the data you get in it, the calories that are inputted, it's only as accurate as the users who input it in. So you do need to double check. And that goes for all of these nutrition apps. If you're logging something that, is packaged, so I don't know, a protein bar, say, double check your nutrition facts versus what it says on the app. So look at the bar, compare it the first few times, and then you know that's the one you're always going to use because it's correct or it's incorrect, and you can just add your own. And, talk about this a lot. I don't like how when you sign up for MyFitnessPal and it takes you through setting up your account, more than likely you're going to get, okay, you need to eat 1,200 calories a day. That is complete bull. That's I tell my clients when they get MyFitnessPal, I'm like, it's a great app, but don't listen to it. Don't listen to the suggestions it gives you. They go by a different system. It's a confusing system. They want you to eat back the calories that you burn through exercise, and they cut your deficit as low as possible. And it's just not a sustainable thing. It led me to a lot of disordered eating. But once you get educated on nutrition, it gets easier. That's why working with a coach is so great with these nutrition apps, because we'll steer you in the right direction. So MyFitnessPal has a huge, huge database of foods. You can add your recipes. You can even save certain meals that you group together. And it has a water consumption calculator, which is really easy to use. Like, my cups are typically like my big blender bottles. They're 24 ounces. So I just hit 24 and I can tap the 24 again every time I drink water to make sure I'm getting my water. I love it for eating out because most restaurants are on there. Again, it's not 100% accurate for sure, but it's something. It gives you an idea. So I have the premium settings, the premium features of MyFitnessPal. Like I said, I recently signed up for that last month or 2 months ago. It is $70 Canadian a year. Now, in American dollars, it is $49.99 for the year or $9.99 per month. So I don't remember what the monthly fee was for Canadian. It's probably like $12.99 or $15.99 or something. But I paid $69.99 for the year in Canadian dollars. So with premium, the features that you're getting, you're not going to get any ads, which, I mean, honestly, those don't bug me. Exercise calorie settings. This was a good one. One of the downfalls with MyFitnessPal is if you have it synced to your Apple Watch or your Apple Health or your Fitbit and your exercise automatically gets added to MyFitnessPal, it messes with your calories and your macros. It changes them because their system is about eating back your calories and macros, and it really messes things up. So if you're following what your coach gives you or the number that you have set for yourself that's not 1,200 calories, it's going to adjust those numbers. And if you didn't know it does this and you use the app, just watch it. Now you can go into your settings and turn off the exercise calorie settings and where it won't fiddle with it. So that right there is almost worth it to me because it was driving me nuts. You can see your weekly digests. You can export your info. You see your macros by meal. So like I mentioned this before, it would be like, oh, for lunch you had a total of like 23 grams of carbs, 30 grams of protein, 10 grams of fat, whatever. You can have calorie goals by meal if you really want to get meticulous. I mean, personally, that's not something I use. Quick add macros, which I do use this. So if I have something and I'm on the go and I try to scan it, say it's a protein bar or something, it's like, oh, you scan it and it says this doesn't exist and I don't want to input every single thing. I can just go, oh, this has so many grams of protein, so many grams of carbs, so many grams of fats. It automatically adds my calories and adds it in there. And that's the other thing. Do you notice how I said gram? So I can set my macronutrient goals by grams on the premium, where on the free version, it's a percentage. So 40-30-30 percentage wise or, whatever percentages you're going to set your macronutrients at versus grams. Grams is the most accurate. And you can also set different goals by different days. So if you wanted your rest day food tracking to look different, you can have separate days with separate goals. There's also food analysis. So it'll tell you what foods rank highest in the nutrients. And it gives you a little summary down below. You have a nutrient dashboard and you get better customer support. This is all optional. Their free version is fine. What the workaround is with the exercise calories is just make sure it's not synced up to your Fitbit, Apple Watch, Apple Health, so it doesn't track your exercise at all. And your numbers won't get screwed up then. So that's the workaround. Macros, it makes it a little more difficult, but it's totally doable. You don't have to get premium. MyFitnessPal, like I said, it syncs to most things. Apple Health, which I think almost every app here does switch sync to Apple Health, but it syncs with, like, if you're going to be one of my clients, I make you get MyFitnessPal because we have a coaching app that you have and it syncs to MyFitnessPal and it goes in our dashboard with all our numbers and stats and everything we need to make you successful. So that's like, you know, it's up to you. But MyFitnessPal is my favorite. I think you get the most features for free. It has a huge database of foods. There's so many apps that it can sync to, like MapMyRun, Fitbit tracker, all those kind of things. There's so many, and it is owned by Under Armour. So yeah, it's going to sync with their companies like Map My Run and Map My Walk and Map My Ride, because they're all under the same go. But that's it. That's my opinion on the trackers. You know, what one? Let me know what one you use. I'm really interested. Shoot me a message on Instagram at Random Nutrition and tell me what nutrition tracker you use, if any of them, and why. Because I'm going to turn this into a blog post later, and I would love to have your feedback on it so I can get everything out there in the blog post. Just give everybody what they need to make a decision for what's best for them. Now, a lot of these premium ones too, they do have free trials. MacroStax does not, but a lot of these have free trials, or it's a low cost startup. So my Macros Plus is only $2.99, $2.99 to get started with. Test them out. See what works for you. Just because I think my MyFitnessPal is the best doesn't mean that it is. It's just what works best for my situation. And for you to be successful, you need to choose what works best for you. Oh my gosh, we made it. My toddler didn't come barreling in here. Whew, that is an accomplishment. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today on the podcast. I wanted to let you know too that I have a little cheat sheet that I just made up, and it's for building a better bowl. It's so funny because on Instagram, I share my lunch bowls all the time, whether they're salads or grain bowls or whatever. And I get messages saying that you don't know what to put in them, saying that you're confused on what's quote unquote healthy versus not. So I put a cheat sheet together to make it easier for you. So if you go to randonutrition.com/build-a-better-bowl, all one word, you will be taken to get your free cheat sheet download. So try it out. Let me know how that works for you. Hey, and share it to Instagram. Share it to your stories. Let me see that you're using it. I'll feature you. I love seeing these things. And we'll chat next week.